June 21st, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Edward Mote. I once owned a house directly on the seashore, and for the most part it was a place of quiet peace and serenity. But one night, a storm of great ferocity struck. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and damage was restricted to property loss, most of which was missing real estate from the beach. The high tide did carry away several feet of our front yard, and was the case with other properties along the beach. In a couple of instances, the waves had washed under houses and left them sitting precariously on pilings. As I surveyed those houses, I could not help but think of Jesus' parable about the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew 7, verse 27. Of course, Jesus' story has nothing to do with houses, but rather is about people who build their lives on the material rather than the spiritual. Build upon rock, he exhorts, the rock of your salvation. When you do, you can forget about high tides and high winds and turn trustingly to the Most High. He is the calm eye in every storm. Don't let me be misled, Father. Help me recognize the real from the phony, the deep from the shallow, firm ground from sandy.